With new laws on hate speech and firearms passing the Senate, former Olympic gold medal winning shooter Dan Rapaccioli has unique knowledge on how firearms are used in the community. Knowing the way in which firearm restrictions aimed at preventing future acts of violence can be designed in a way that doesn't impact their lawful use by farmers or sports shooters. The member for Hunter spoke to CRN reporter Noah Seacom about the scare campaign currently being orchestrated by the Nationals in his electorate.
Look, I've faced a lot over our proposal for the gun law changes, and there's a whole lot of BS out there, to be perfectly honest, and myths and things like that. We're working hard here to make sure that we're delivering the best legislation that we can with what we have here to deal with. And every law-abiding gun owner in this country wants to see and make sure that we don't have the wrong people getting firearms and tarnishing our fantastic brand and fantastic name that we all have as law-abiding firearms owners. So we're making sure that the right checks are done between the National Firearms Registry. We're bringing that on board and bringing that faster into the approach. We're working with the states and territories. And let me just be very clear here. With the states and territories, they're the ones that actually have the limits of how many firearms you have. They're the ones that do all that legislation on the types of firearms you can have there as well, and how that fits into the firearm categories and your licensing categories as well. They're the ones that do all that. Federally, we do not look after any of that at all. We look after importation of firearms. We look after that side of things. And there's a big myth going around that handgun shooters are finished, that there's no more handguns in this country. That is all BS. There is no truth to that whatsoever. The firearms for handguns will just be changing from state-led organisations that have those through the states and territories through to us as Commonwealth.
We've seen some criticism to your position, which is aligned with what the government's been saying and what we've heard from experts for the past few weeks. We've heard criticisms from Senator Ross Cadell pulling out some interesting stops and accusing you of letting down the people of the Hunter and being a lobbyist, I believe he said, for the Labor Greens alliance, which was an interesting turn of phrase.
For Ross Cadell to say that I'm a lobbyist for the Labor Greens alliance, he clearly doesn't know me whatsoever. So let's just put that straight out there. And didn't someone say to me when you walked in earlier, who's Ross Cadell? So I think that's a good point to put out there as well. Ross will come out and play this filthy politics. That's Ross's choice. But I will stand above that and I'll be better than that, because Ross will put out his fancy media statements bagging me out as much as he likes. But I'll raise above that and actually do the politics and do the hard work that we've got to have here and go and have the conversations with our ministers around what I know and what law-abiding firearms owners all know about and work with every day in what we do. I will go have those conversations for the farmers. I will go and have the conversations for the sports shooters. I will go and have the conversations for the hunters. I will go and have the conversations for people who use firearms for their day-to-day work, for pest control and things like that as well. All Ross will do is keep going on with his petty little media releases, bagging out others rather than going having the conversations with the ministers and with the department to see what they can change. I'll continue to keep working with industry to make sure that we are having the voices heard for law-abiding firearms owners.
And as a sports shooter, for those completely out of it like myself, what are the kind of protections in place for, I mean, especially post Port Arthur and when we're seeing these mass shootings? What's the reaction from within the sports shooting community, as it were?
Everybody who has a firearms license is horrified by what happened. Horrified by what happened in Port Arthur. Horrified by what happened at Bondi. Horrified at what happens with any attack where there is a firearm, whether it's in this country or whether it's overseas. Because we hear some of the things that are happening in America, here are some of the things that are happening all over the rest of the world as well. We are horrified by that because nobody wants to see firearms used in that way. We want to see them doing what we do for conservation, doing what we do for sports shooting and doing what we do for hunting, and also making sure that we can have our lush farming areas as well, free from pests.
Dan Rapaccioli, the member for Hunter, speaking to CRN's Noah Seacom.